super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave, a one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Savage Saturdays and your Deacon of Debauchery, 42nd Street Pete!
Our guest tonight had won the Ultimate Rumble and went in to wrestle the champ, Mercedes Martinez, as a complete underdog and went 76 or so minutes straight with her. So I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time, Lexus, one half of the Boston Shore. Welcome to the show, Lexus.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be with you guys tonight. I should be out partying and celebrating my victory. Well, not so much of a victory, but I definitely did push Mercedes Martinez to a limit, something that no one in WSU history has done.
No, I heard about this and I was like shocked because, like I say, you went in as a complete underdog, and like I remember at the end of the Ultimate Rumble, she basically just told you to get out of the ring and that was that. And then, you know, there was really not that much of a build up for this. And then you just shocked the whole wrestling world by going 76 minutes, breaking the other, you know, record held by her and Angel Orsini, the 70 minute match.
Yep, they went 71. And everyone really thought that I would be the underdog and I wouldn't be able to bring anything to the table. And I wouldn't be able to prove myself, and like there was a lot of like shit talking from the girls at WSU to the fans to promoters all around the world, and I knew that I can do it. I had faith in my ability, and I just needed to show that, you know, something, just because you're the underdog doesn't mean you're not as tough and as true and you have as much faith in yourself as the champion does. So I definitely showed Mercedes Martinez that she needs to watch out not only for the underdogs but for anybody that comes in the ring. And I was shocked that she still thought, even 5 minutes before our match, that I was still not going to bring anything to the table. So I definitely proved to her and the promoters and actually to the world that I am a lot tougher, and I mean I can hang with the best, so technically that makes me the best. So
yeah, pretty much so, because I was one of those. I just said, oh, you know, this is going to be horrible. It's going to be a squash. And then, like, I, you know, got on the internet and I'm like, wow, holy shit. She, 76 minutes. And from what I understand, you guys weren't brawling at all. It was all in the ring, all technical wrestling.
Yes, it was. It wasn't. I mean, we did have a little bit of the brawling in, like, on the outside of the ring, but I'm telling you, that's probably like maybe the 5 minutes of the entire match. Anything after that was all like move for move. It was just a real like awesome match. Like, I'm not just saying it because I was there, like I was a part of it. I'm just saying it because it actually like proves that women's wrestling is definitely a lot more intense, and we have like the ability to do what the guys can do and maybe even better. So it was definitely an amazing experience.
Yeah, it's also up for a match of the year candidate now, and I was at the original match with Mercedes and Angel, and that was brutal. I mean, they were actually out of the building at one point in the back of the ring truck, clobbering each other. And you know, both of them, you know, they've been on the show, have tremendous respect for the two of them. Angel's a world class athlete. She's got, you know, the MMA background. Now I just saw a post that she's golfing now or something, but you know, great competitor, and you know, the same as Mercedes. That's probably why they had gone, you know, so far in that whole series, because it was so hard for either one of them to get one up on each other. And it seems that, you know, you just showed Mercedes that, you know, you can do that too. You can take her to the limit, and it's just only going to be a matter of 1, 2, 3, and it's over.
And I mean, ultimately, my goal was to obviously defeat her and become the WSU champion. But it was more than that. Like, I needed to prove to myself and to everybody else that I can do it. And, you know, something like, just because someone doesn't have, the title for 33 months or however long she had it, doesn't mean they're not as strong as a competitor as, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm just know that I'm the best, and I definitely can take the best to their limits, and you just have to watch out for the upcoming year, because I'm sure there'll be many more matches that will be contended for the match of the year.
Yeah, I think the promoter said that, you know, anytime you want a rematch, you got it. So
and even Mercedes after the match said that if I continue fighting like I do, if I am exactly how she said it, if I continue how fighting like I do, then she'll give me one personally. So I definitely have to make my mark, and then I'm definitely going to go for that title, because I know if I push her that hard that I can push her a little more and actually defeat her and become the new WSU champion.
Well, you actually are a WSU champion. You hold the tag belts, correct?
I do, with my tag partner, Amber, the Boston Shore.
Right. I mean, that was pretty much of an upset, too, because I'm trying to remember, that was at the other pay-per-view, wasn't it? Or no, it was before the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was at a PWS show.
Right, okay. And nobody expected that either, but then the Saints have been
having
big problems lately anyway, so.
Yeah, they're like on miscommunication and not really working well together. So me and Amber obviously took full advantage to that and took their titles, and then now we're the new WSU tag champions.
Let me ask you this. What got you into wrestling in the first place?
Oh, tough question. Actually, my best friend, Luscious Latasha, I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Oh, yeah. I know her. She's been on the show.
Yeah. So me and her, so odd, but we've been friends since fourth grade, and she was obsessed with wrestling. And one time I went to her house and she was watching wrestling, and I was like, what are you doing? You're like watching like half naked guys with Speedos beating the crap out of each other, and you're getting amusement out of this. And then I was just like, I don't know, like once that happened, I like was hooked. It's like an itch, you know what I mean? You get it and then you can't get away from it. And then ever since then, we were hooked. And then there was actually a little promotion down here called Top Rope Promotions. And we went to one of their shows, and we just kept going. And eventually, when I turned 16, I started training. And then ever since then, I'm here now.
Who was your trainer?
I would never, like, pinpoint, like, one trainer. Like, I started training at Top Rope Promotions where Nick Steele and Spike Dudley were there for a while, so I got some training from them. And I'm the type of person that I've gotten training from, like, a lot of different people, and I take, like, what I want from everybody and kind of make it my own. So, like, I've gotten training from Bob Evans, I've gotten training from the Chaotic School, Nikki Rocks has been a really, like, helpful thing, like, throughout the years. Like, I've gotten a lot of feedback from her. So it's, like, a lot of mix of everybody, and I kind of just took everything from everybody and just made it my own. So I would have to say everyone that I've come across over the years.
Yeah, you're smart doing that, because that's the way it should be done, because you basically, you know, piece together a persona for yourself, you know, based on
exactly.
What you see and whatever you can feel, you know, with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, how'd you get hooked up with Amber?
Well, at Top Rope, it was me, Luscious, Latasha, and Amber. We all started at the same time. So we kind of went our own ways for a few years, and then I went on I had a show with her, like, a few years ago, and it was for an NEW show, and it was against the Beautiful People, and the promoter just threw us together. He's like, well, you're both from New England. You guys are, like, similar in, like, personality-wise, so let's just throw you as a tag. And I was like, okay. And we tried it out one day, and then she kept talking about how she went to the WSU shows and how great it was. Like, she met new girls. She got better matches, like, it, like, kind of helped her, like, to learn more and stuff like that. And I was like, well, why don't you just get us together and let's bring Boston Shore up there? And she's like, okay, awesome. Let me just talk to the promoter there and then just see how it works. And ever since then, we've been together. It works out. And look at us now. We're on top of WSU.
Yeah, it's a great company. And it's so diverse because, you know, you got girls from, you know, all over, you know, the area. Even like out here, you have like, you know, now it's the Midwest Militia with Jessica Havoc, Sassy Stephanie, and Alicia Keys. So you got them, and then you got, you know, yourself and Amber from up there, and Latasha and Nikki Rocks when she comes in. You know, got that's the New England faction. Then you got the Philly faction with, you know, Annie Social and Amy, and Roxy Cotton come back, I think.
She did at the last WSU show.
Yeah. Under a different name. You know,
I heard that.
Yeah, you've had all kinds of people come in and out, you know, TNA people, ODB, Nikki came from TNA. Actually, Nikki was with WSU before she was with TNA.
She was, yes.
Yeah, they grabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we, you know, I had Tracy Brooks. You know, they have a lot of people that just want to work for WSU because it's such a cool company to work for.
It's an amazing company to work for. It's the best around. I mean, you do have Shimmer in Chicago and stuff, but they don't, I don't know, like, I'm not knocking anyone down or anything like that, but, like, the passion and the loyalty from, like, the WSU locker room is, like, amazing. Like everybody just wants to prove, like, not, like, who wants to be better than anybody else. It's about who's going to make women's wrestling better, you know what I mean? Like, over the years, like, with the diva matches on TV and stuff like that, it kind of, like, knocks down the women's wrestling and, like, actually makes us, like, take a step backwards. So WSU definitely puts, like, women's wrestling back on the chart and actually says, hey, we can do it, and we can probably do it better than anybody can in this world. And, you know, something, and WSU is definitely the place to be, and, you know, and eventually I'm going to be on top of WSU, and I'll be running the show.
I'll have to put you on my DVD next then.
You should.
Well, I don't know if you remember. Did you see the big DVD cover at the last show?
No, I didn't catch it.
Okay, well, what happened was, since I was, you know, helping out WSU for going on like 5 years now, I kept going to these video companies and saying, look, you know, you guys really should, you know, put this stuff out, you know, commercially, like nationally in stores and stuff. And everybody was going, no, it won't work, it won't work, it won't work. So I got a friend of mine who's got a video company, got him to come to a couple of the shows, and I said, you know, maybe we should put this out. And he goes, well, what do you mean? I says, well, you're disgruntled with your partner, I'm disgruntled with guys I'm dealing with. I says, why don't we just pool our resources and put it out? So I got a hold of the Mick, and I said, you know, what kind of deal can we cut? And he says, you could take 10 matches for, you know, whatever. Which I did, and one of them actually is the Iron Woman match, the first one. So that's the bonus, and I picked 10 matches, which I, you know, really think, you know, epitomize what WSU is all about, from Amy and Kong to Naya and Christian Estara, you know, with a lot in between. So it's going to be coming out in November nationally. It's called the very best of WSU uncensored, and wow, it's going to be in stores. So, you know, shameless plug for me and the name of the company is Kick-Ass, because we want to kick ass out there, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, it's really fitting that our first release is a WSU, you know, release. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll, you know, draw more attention to the product. And, you know, who knows what could happen. But, you know, if, you know, we do well, break even, whatever, we're willing to do another one. So, you know, we're not going to keep doing it. So. Probably down the road, we'll have, you know, we're going to have you on. You're called the hottest prospect in women's wrestling.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah, there was something on the net. It said something. I clicked on it. It had a picture of you, and it said the hottest prospect in women's wrestling today.
Oh my God, like, that's awesome!
But never let it go to your head, though. You know,
never, never, never.
I'm not into the wrestling business per se, but, you know, wrestling is a form of entertainment. We're in the entertainment business. Todd's made a bunch of low budget horror movies, and I do a bunch of other crazy stuff. So, you know, we all know the bumps. Sometimes when, you know, you start getting ahead, and it happened to me a couple of times, you get knocked down real quick, and you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that. So
yeah,
just stay, you know, true to the whole game and stuff. But, you know, why don't you run down the, you know, because I wasn't there. Why don't you run down what happened at the two tapings? You know, I heard it was a great show.
It was a great show. There was a lot of good matches the first tape, and there was, let me try to remember. Let's see. Roxy Khan's first match back. That was there. It was Barbie versus Nikki Six, the NEC, the NYWC. Is that right? I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think
it's
so. The Scarlet Champion.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was Barbie versus her, which was a really good, awesome match. And then it was Brittany Savage versus Amy Lee in the Uncensored Rules match, which was brutal, brutal, brutal. I was very shocked. Like, Brittany got her ass handed to her, and she stood up, and she had pride. And you know something? I give her props for that, because honestly, that is, like, showing that she does have passion, and she's there for the long run. And it was Amy Lee's last match, which was kind of sad. I mean, I'm scared of Amy Lee, so obviously maybe her being out of action might help me.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go against Amy Lee.
No, I wouldn't want that. I mean, I probably can handle it, but I'd rather not have to.
Well, it's funny because the first match that I was playing security for, when she came out and she started walking toward me, I'm like, anything you want, whatever you want to do, fine. I'm not going to get in the way. That's all. And we became friends after that because she's really a cool. People don't know that she's really got a soft side. She's really a cool lady. So.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. But like, she's really like a big teddy bear. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's really down to earth and she's awesome. She has the best sense of humor ever. Like, if anyone's down in the dumps or not feeling that confident or whatever, and like she's in the locker room, like she's the best person to go to. She will definitely like bring up the spirits and everything throughout the entire locker room. So it's like it's really awesome like to have her there, especially that she's so experienced and she knows a lot and she's been around. So it's obviously very important for like the newer girls to actually have that around.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's like that's. I think Jazz came up a couple times. You know, and she was a big, you know, big influence in the locker room too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you get people in there that you know they're not going to hold anybody back. They're into you know helping you know the younger people coming in and stuff because you know a lot of them didn't have that you know in this business. You know, it was really hard to get into you know years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, when I first started, like, there wasn't anybody around, like, female-wise, you know what I mean? Like, I had to train with the guys, I had to look up to the guys and see what they were doing to kind of make it my own, so it was really hard, and then, like, when you meet the females that have been there much longer than you, and, like, they know how it is, and then they kind of take you under their wing, it's really, like, humbling to know that there are those girls that are actually not there just for themselves. They're actually there for, like, it's like a team, you know what I mean? It's not there just for them. It's for, like women's wrestling in general, you know what I mean? And it's great, and it's very overwhelming at the same time, but it's amazing.
Yeah, how were the rest of the matches? I heard the Alicia-Jessica Havoc thing was completely nuts.
Oh, yeah, of course it was. Like, they had tables, chairs, all kinds of stuff. I think they even had, like, a bat, like, wrapped with barbed wire. Like, it was, like, ridiculous. Crazy. But there was a lot of hatred between them, too. So I guess it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. God, she reminds me of, Jessica reminds me of, like, Road Warrior Hawk.
Yeah. I never thought
of it. That's almost her persona, you know?
Yeah, she talks a lot of shit, though, so she'll get hers. I mean, Alicia definitely gave it to her, but she'll definitely get hers in the long run. I think she makes more enemies than she makes friends.
Yeah, I had her on the show. She's pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she makes, you know, she holds nothing back, you know, which is cool, but, you know, she's another one that made no bones about it. She wants Mercedes' belt.
Yeah, exactly, and so do I. So if she comes in the middle of that, then there just have to be problems. I'm not afraid of her either, so it goes both ways. She'll talk shit, I'll talk shit. The only difference is that she doesn't think I can back it up, but I can, so. I mean, she had words about me being the underdog with Mercedes Martinez, but she has no idea what I can do and what I'm capable of. And I'm sure all the girls in the locker room at WSU watched my match and were kind of like taken back of exactly what I did bring to the table, so now I just hope that she needs to just shut her mouth and know that I'm coming for her if she's going to be in the middle of me getting the WSU title as well.
Yeah, they got a War Games match next pay-per-view, don't they?
They do. I believe in a steel cage, if I'm not mistaken.
It's going to be in a cage?
I think that's what it was advertised as. I'm not sure. Don't go on my word, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was said.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. They had one.
I've never seen a War Games match. I'm not sure how that really works.
Well, originally it was when WCW was actually watchable, going way back.
Mm-hmm.
It was you remember the original Four Horsemen?
Yes.
Okay. It was the Four Horsemen and J.J. Dillon against the Road Warriors and Paul Ellering, Dusty, and Nikita Koloff.
Okay.
And it was basically two guys started out. It was like a double cage. It was two rings. And two guys started it out, and then they'd flip a coin, and then whoever's team won the coin to us got to send somebody else in until all 10 were in there. Then it was pinfalls don't count. It was submit or surrender. And it got pretty nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, could you figure it out?
Yeah, so with all those six females, I'm sure it would be really crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, it's four of them. Four and four, no?
I don't know who. Well, it's the three girls. The
Militia.
The Militia. I guess it's.
Oh, yeah, then Mercedes Martinez, Alicia, and Brittany Savage. That's who the other three are.
Wow. I'm probably coming back for that.
How are you going to come back for that and you didn't come back for my match?
Well, I was tired. I did all this stuff by myself. You ever unload a moving, one of those pods? And like, remember how hot it was back a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I remember. I went 73 minutes in an 80-degree building in the middle of August. Of course
I was unloading a pod in like 104-degree temperature. I was
shocked. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They had time to move, but what the hell? I had no choice. I had to do it. So it's nice up here, actually. I don't know how it is in New England. I know it's expensive in Massachusetts. I know that.
Not too bad. I guess when you live somewhere, it doesn't really affect you as much.
Yeah, because my electric bill out here was only $43 with air conditioning and running and power tools.
Really?
Yeah, I was amazed. I'm like, wow.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know how close the other girls are in proximity to where I am, but I'd like to hook up with them and get a ride back. That'd be nice, you know, carpool or something. But
yeah, you should check it out and see how it works.
Well, plus the DVD's coming out in November anyway, and I figured, you know, what the hell, I should.
Yeah, you can promote it.
Yeah, I got to try to be at the show so I can sell some. So. Yeah, I definitely want to try to get back. It's just, you know yourself, you get a nice bad snowstorm in New England, you ain't going nowhere. It's probably the same out here.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Time for a break. Okay, we'll take a short break, then we'll be back.
The stars, illusions, and dreams. You want your heart, you know what I mean. I hear clear sea in your eyes. Like to please it, please it to lie. We'll be right back.
Look, whose guitars are these? Move them around. You had me. You had me at hello. Maybe it's the Crown Royal.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Sick, twisted, and fresh from a neighbor's Botox party.
Ow. We're still going to do it. We will. I promise. Whatever.
The Brad Westmar Show.
More stimulating talk radio.
Jackalope Radio.
Everybody knows when 42nd Street Pete is in the house, anything goes. At the Grindhouse.
Turns you on, doesn't it, you little maggot?
Yeah.
Every Saturday night.
Mm.
9 p.m. Central.
Mm.
10 p.m. EST.
If you want to be a party animal, you have to learn to live in the jungle.
This is my Grindhouse. 42nd Street Pete.
Attention all personnel.
You got it.
You got it. You found the most listened to radio station.
Jackalope Radio.
And we're back right here, 42nd Street, Pete.
We're back live, and we have tonight with us, if you just tuned in, you missed a great half hour, because we have WSU superstar Lexus with us tonight. And we're back.
What's up?
We were talking about what happened and what's coming up with WSU. You were saying something about there was supposed to be a tag match with Rain and Serena, and now that got broken up.
Yeah, well, I noticed on the WSU Facebook and along with WSUWrestling.com that I believe it's going to be Rain and Jetta, which is her former tag partner. So I'm assuming that Serena kind of got scared and knew that we would destroy her and Rain, so she kind of went on her own way and demanded to have a singles match. So that's okay, because we're still going to win and we're still going to bring home the title. So it doesn't matter who Rain gets, because either way, we're walking away still the WSU Tag Champions.
Jet is the girl from England, right?
Yes, that's what I think that is where she's from.
Yeah, I think I met her before. She hasn't been around for a while.
I'm not familiar with her, actually, so I'm not too sure on that.
When Rain came in, we were up, I believe we were still up in Booton. And first time she came in, she had Jetta with her, and then that was it. I haven't seen her since, so I guess she's calling in. Well, maybe she's worried. She should be. I mean, you know, you two are the upset queens, so.
Yes, we're breaking history. You know what I mean? Soon we're going to have all the titles, and then all the bitches are going to hate us, even though they already hate us now, but even more so.
Who's going to go for the Spirit title?
Amber has her eyes on Sassy Stephanie.
Yeah, now they got backup, too, now that there's three of them with the whole militia thing.
Well, that's okay, because we can just get together a New England faction and actually bring it to them.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrestlers up in New England. In the early days, I don't know if they're still around, Lady Belmont or Mistress Belmont.
Yeah. Yes. I'm very familiar with her. I had a year feud with her at a promotion called NECW, New England Championship Wrestling. And it was really a cool experience as well, because we actually got to do, like, a steel cage women's championship match, and it was the first ever for, like, New England, actually, so it was really good to actually make history as well. And, I mean, me and her, like, would go at it and stuff, and it was really overwhelming and really special to actually, you know what I mean, do things that a lot of girls can't do or choose not to do, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of you girls do things that guys wouldn't even do. You were there for the ladder match, right?
For Angel versus Mercedes?
Right.
Yes.
That was painful to even watch.
Yes, it was very painful to watch. Like, even the crazy things they did on the ladders and, like, off the ladders, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. My exact internet quote was, that match made the Shawn Michaels Razor Ramon ladder match look like a couple of pussies.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, you know, God bless them. I mean, I mean, I'm old and all that other great stuff, but, you know, I used to be crazy when I was younger, you know, with all kinds of crazy stuff, but I wasn't a wrestler. I just, you know, it was a lifestyle I led and stuff, and, like, I'm feeling this stuff now, and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That had to take 5 years off of doing that.
Yeah, it takes a toll on your body, you know what I mean? Especially when you start really young, like, everyone's like, oh, you start really young, you can go for a very long time. No, because by the time you put 5-6 years in it, your body already takes, you know what I mean? Takes a really good amount of toll on anyone's body to do what we do.
Oh, yeah. People, you know, people don't realize what it does. And it's like, you know, and the other thing, too, is there's such, you know, the fierce competition, you know, with you ladies that, you know, it's everybody steps up their game when something else happens. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's looking at your match now going, wow, 76 minutes. Can I do that? I'm going to try.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too. And, you know, like, I've been watching this for a long time. I go back to, you know, like the Bruno Sammartino days, which just shows how really horribly old I am. But that's beside the point. Back then, you could, you know, you could sit through 90-minute matches with, like, Barry Windham and Ric Flair and mm-hmm. hour matches and stuff. And, like, you'd be, like, rapt attention. Now, unfortunately, today's audience has that video game mentality. Something's got to be happening every 5 seconds, and it's got to be over in 10 minutes. Where?
Yeah, exactly.
You held 200-something people in their seats for 76 minutes.
Yeah, like, that was, like, one of, like, I'll be honest with you, I was really kind of worried about that. Like, I mean, like, I've been around for quite a while, like, I would say 5-6 years, but, like, in the WSU area, I haven't been, and I was afraid that, I mean, when you see someone new going after the champion that's been there, like, their top dog for, like, 3 years, or, you know what I mean, like, it's really hard, and I understand, like, they weren't really for me, and, like, they completely think I was, like, the underdog of the match and stuff like that, so I was really afraid, like, you know what I mean, like, how they were going to react towards me. But, like, at the 40-minute mark, it was, like, amazing because they actually got behind me and stuff, and they knew that it was a stiff competition. And that's all I really wanted, you know what I mean? I wanted to show that I can hang with them, and, I mean, that's what happened, and I was very impressed by the experience, and I'm really grateful that I actually got to be part of it.
Yeah, it was a historic match, which everybody's going to try to top now, like I said. And, no, it's funny, too. You've been in the business for 5 years now?
Yeah, a little
you're
more.
You're a tough little thing. You know, I gotta hand you that. I mean, I was.
Yeah,
you're like, little. Well, you know, it's another question of like, and I'm blaming myself. You know, I'm judging a book by its cover because I, you know, like I said, wow, her against Mercedes, that ain't gonna happen. That's gonna be short. And I'm like, man, you proved me wrong, and I'm glad you proved me wrong because you made me a fan. You know.
Good, I'm glad. That was my goal, really was. Like, I mean, I'm 5'1", 100 and let's say 5-10 pounds, you know what I mean? No one's really, and I mean, I know it's sad to say, but a lot of people do judge a book by its cover. And I mean, compare me to Mercedes, like 5'7", I'm not sure like exactly how much she weighs, but the girl has muscles on every part of her body, you know what I mean? For someone like me to go in her face and not be scared of her, like, I didn't think how the fans would actually take me, and I'm glad they actually got to see what I can do, and I mean, I'm blessed, like, how it came out, and I'm really glad that everyone is behind me now, so we'll see where it goes from now.
And it was an 80-degree building, because there's no air in that place, I know that.
Oh, yeah, it was awful, like, there's no AC, there's no, like, doors or anything where you can even get some, like, breeze in there or anything, so it was kind of brutal, but it was worth it.
Yeah. And you had to work the second taping too, right?
Yes, I had a tag match. It was me and Amber versus Jana and I'm not sure.
Bone Crusher or Bone Saw or something.
Yeah.
I don't know who she
debuted
is.
At the last show.
Trying to think.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar where she actually comes from, actually.
Is she from Johnny Rods' school?
I'm not sure, but I know she hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah.
And it's great that she can actually go to WSU. I mean, it's really, like, a good promotion to start off at. You know what I mean? You get to wrestle a lot of different girls and a lot of really good girls that are, like, come from all different parts of the United States. So it really does work out really well for, like, the newer girls.
Yeah, because, like, there's a lot, you know, so much great talent here. Like, you know, Naya had come in before you did, and, you know, she's got mm-hmm. a great presence. And, you know, Jennifer Cruz comes in, and she used to get her ass kicked every show. Now she's starting to step up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's really good. It's like a really good showcase for any female wrestler to be in, a part of. So I'm glad I could be.
Would you want to do this full-time if you could?
Oh, I would love to. Like, travel the world and wrestle every day and not work a 9-to-5 job. That would be amazing.
Hey, you never know. It's just a question to get, you know, like, TNA dropped the whole ball on the women's thing. We all know that. But it's just a question of if somebody, you know, somebody had some, you know, some money and saw this and, you know, saw what I see in it when a lot of other people see in it. You know, there's no reason why it couldn't go national, you know?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I know a couple of the girls have been going to Japan. Your friend Latasha went over. You said she's still over there, right?
She is still over there. She comes back at the end of August.
Yeah, and,
I guess they have, like, a girls promotion over there. So, like, Jemiah Kraft, I'm not sure how you pronounce her first name. But she went over there. Roxy went over there. Latasha's been over there. Mia Yim went over there. So a few girls around this area actually had the chance to go over there.
Yeah, I think they did. They did some kind of camp over here, or some kind of clinic. You know, cost to do it, and I think they went down and they got the gig, so they went over. I mean, I know it's they work a lot stiffer over there than they do over here. But you couldn't prove it from watching WSU, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know who's stiffer than who, but that used to be the rule. they were very stiff over in Japan. So
yeah, they have a whole different style of wrestling.
Oh yeah, would you want to go over there?
Yeah, it would be something I would like to do. I mean, I like their style of wrestling. Like, I wouldn't like know. I would kind of be nervous. Like, it would be obviously a different country, and like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know their culture over there. So I think that would be the only part I'd be nervous about. I wouldn't be nervous about, like, the wrestling or something like that. But, like, their language and, like, I don't know if I would fit in, like, a Boston chick come over to Japan. I don't know how well it would go over.
Mercedes was just over there. There's a New Haven chick going over to Japan.
Yeah, true. So I guess it would work. I mean, I can bring some Boston flavor over there, so... Anyone listening from Japan, book Alexis in Japan.
Well,
I think
they hook you up pretty much. You know, they put you with somebody who knows the deal, and you know, you just. I think that just what everybody bitches about is the jet lag. That, you know, you go
work. Yeah, and then you're like dead tired for like a week and have to get used to it.
Yeah, I remember the Sandman said he hated working over there. Never wanted to go back. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, like, some people like it, some people don't. You know what I mean? Like, it is a different feel for everything.
Yeah, Stan Hansen basically retired over there.
Really?
Yeah, well, him and, you know, Brody, you know, were the big tag team over there, the big bad American tag team. And the Funks mm-hmm. used to go over, and the Sheik and Abdullah, you know, Jimmy Snuka. All them guys, so you know they were making, you know, a lot of guys liked working over there because the money was a lot better than it was here.
Yeah, but the thing with that too is like you have to give a lot of time there. Like Latasha's been there for like 2 months.
Yeah,
so it's like you kind of have to like drop your life and kind of like go there. I mean, it is worth it, you know what I mean? But like in the long run, then you come back home, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's you got to look at it. Sometimes, like, it's a life experience that you never would have.
Exactly.
A lot of people like going there because there's such a difference in culture in a lot of different ways. Plus, there's, like, a difference in crime rate and things. Like, people there leave their, like, VCRs out on the street at night, you know, on tables outside of their
and
shops.
And nothing happens.
And no one steals them, you know. It's kind of a
That's because they're VCRs. Nobody wants them.
Well, you know what I mean. Like DVD players, whatever. You know what I was saying.
Yeah. I'm just...
You're the devil.
Yeah.
I have friends that have gone over there and stuff like that. And, like, they say, like, it's so busy. Like, it would be cool. Like, I mean, like, the scenery, like, to, like, kind of, like, you know, sightsee and all that stuff and, like, actually learn about the culture. But, like, I would just be, like, really nervous, like, if, like, I don't talk like them or whatever like that. You know what I mean? Like, the acceptance, like, hey, who's this chick coming from United States think that she has what we, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. But I guess that's just me being...
The good news is almost everyone there at least knows some English at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point.
Because that's another thing, like I would be like kind of nervous like if I were to wrestle someone that didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
like, oh my God,
you run into a communication problem, you know, bang.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would be afraid of. Like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, I've had a couple of these where all of a sudden, you know, this guy's playing like you don't speak English, and I'm ready to tell him to fuck off, and he goes, oh, but we were doing so well. I'm like, oh, you speak English now, huh?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that happened a couple of times. Like, they're playing a game with me, and I'm like, all right, I'm not winning, so guess what? I don't want to do it. Then, you know, that's it. Bye. Hit the road. And oh, but we were dealing so well. Yeah, okay. You speak English now. Now we're going to really deal, bitch, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, that's just me.
Leave it to Pete.
Yeah, can't control myself at times, but you know, it's just like you say with wrestling, you do something for a certain, you know, a certain amount of time, you know what to expect and you get used to it. I, you know, wheel and deal, and I know what I want, and I don't want anything less, you know. So
that's exactly all.
So what do you look for in the future with this whole thing? I mean, you know, you're young, you're up and coming, and like I said, now you know, the internet blurb is you're the hottest prospect in women's wrestling.
I mean, future-wise, like, I'm just going to continue what I'm doing. Like, I'm going to try to break a lot of barriers for women wrestling. Like, my size is right. Like, at first, I was very, like, I didn't know what to do with it. Like, I'm little. I'm always littler than everybody at work. And, like, you know, something, like, I always kind of got a little insecure about being little, but then I kind of embrace it now. So, actually, I just want to make a mark for not only for the little ones, but actually for women wrestling. So, I mean, the future holds, like, a lot of, I really, like, me and Amber are really looking forward to take over WSU. Like, my ultimate goal is to defeat Mercedes Martinez for the WSU championship, and Amber has her eye set on the Spirit championship as well. I mean, for me personally, like, I mean, I would love to travel and go to, like, maybe even another world tour. Like, Japan would be something cool, Mexico, anywhere, you know what I mean, Canada. So, I mean, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing and just kind of make my mark everywhere, not just at WSU, but around the world. So, I mean, everyone listening, everyone on the internet, anyone anywhere, you know what I mean? Just watch out, because I'm definitely bringing something that a lot of people haven't seen. So,
would you want to go to, the big leagues, like the WWE or TNA?
I would love to. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be upset if I never made it there. I mean, I did have a TNA experience in 2008 against Awesome Kong, and that was really cool. I mean, it would be great. Like, I mean, obviously, the showcase is obviously a lot bigger, you know what I mean? They're on TV. Like, it actually has more exposure and stuff like that. So, yeah, of course I would love to be there. I mean, that's everyone's ultimately dream. But, like, as long as I'm happy doing what I'm doing, like, that's really what I'm there for. You know what I mean? I don't care if I'm here or there. As long as I'm truly happy, then that's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's it. You're right there. You're on track with that. As long as you're happy doing what you're doing, that's all that counts. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in the business, and you've probably run into them, that are just miserable. You know, and
better, yeah, you know what I mean? There are, like, the people that get older and have never made it anywhere, and that end up just being bitter and upset with everybody, and then they just take it on all the newer people, and it kind of gives a bad taste in everybody's mouth, you know what I mean? And it's not really good to be that way. So as long as you continue thinking, like, once you're upset or, like, you don't like the business anymore, then you just need to leave and just move on, you know what I mean? Because, like, it actually just brings down everybody, not just them. And that's my motto. As long as I'm happy, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to bring a lot to the table. So everyone needs to be careful and watch out for me.
I can see that. Anybody, you probably, did you read the Mildred Burke book?
Did I do what?
That book that was out about Mildred Burke, the one of the first women wrestlers, and all the stuff that she had to go through.
No, I haven't yet.
I'm trying to think what it was, the name of the title was. If you go on Amazon, just punch in Mildred Burke and a book should come up. It's amazing, you know, and it just shows how far, you know, women's wrestling has progressed today, because back then it was a snake pit. You basically had to sleep with the promoter. You had to do this. You had to do that. You know, they would shoot on you in the ring. All kinds of crazy shit. But,
really? I'm definitely going to have to look into this.
Yeah, the Mick told me about it. I picked it up, and it's like, you know, that's it's a history of women's wrestling. I mean, they mentioned Moolah, Luna, you know, all these people have, you know, come before, which, you know, was great. I had met Luna a few years ago, way before WSU, and she was always cool. So
yeah, you know. She was awesome. I'm really blessed to say that I actually got to be in the ring with her, so that was really cool as well.
And you survived?
I did survive. It was me and a guy named Vane versus her and Gangrel, actually, in the mixed tag. It was awesome.
Yeah, she was good people. It's a shame she's not here anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, life has to go on. And, you know, she's an inspiration, as, you know, with Sherry Martel and others who have, you know, unfortunately left us. And, you know, they're the ones who paved the way for you girls. And, you know, it's a lot of history that people just don't get, because, you know, when they think of wrestling, they only think of the guys. But, you know, women's, you know, wrestling had a real, you know, very small niche in the beginning. But now it's, you know, it's a main thing. It's just a very big thing today.
It is, and it's going to continue to grow. I have faith in women's wrestling, you know what I mean? If I didn't, then I wouldn't be doing it. So, yeah, so it's going to continue to grow. I mean, it has gotten a lot better, but it would definitely be off the charts within the next couple of years, whether people believe it or not.
Oh, they'll believe it, because, you know what it is? I really think right now that everybody's just sick of the big two, and, you know, like I said before, with the TNA, with the Knockouts division used to be the highest rated segment of the show. Now they just let it go to shit. They got rid of all the good people and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree.
They don't pay anybody anyway. But, you know, when you look, when I see, you know, the crowd that WSU draws, and anybody who I've turned on to it has become, you know, a fan. So, you know, it's just there. It's a question of, you know, whether somebody with money behind them is going to get smart and say, look, we can really market this. And then everybody makes out.
You know? Mm-hmm, exactly.
But, you know, that's why I wanted to do the DVD, because, I truly believe, you know, this thing has to be seen by more people than it has been seen, and it's a type of thing, the cover basically has Angel killing Mercedes, and it's a type of shot that just reaches out and grabs you. So, and, you know, even though this is going to come out in November, we're going to make 100 copies available to, you know, the fans, you know, off the side up. Post some details on the DOI when I get them in house, but, you know, people might want them early. We're going to make it happen. So, we know what it is to be waiting for shit, not getting it, you know? So a lot of people don't want to wait to November. So fine. We'll take care of it. That's what we do.
Make everyone happy.
Yep. Lexus, thank you very much for being on tonight. It was great talking to you. I'm sure we're going to have you back in the future, and, my congratulations on the match, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on the show, and good luck with the DVD, and thanks for having me. It was awesome. Thanks.
Great. We'll catch you down the road. As for the rest of our listeners, we will catch you next week. So we'll see you then.
ticket window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about The Man with No Name? Django? Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.